It is unclear what happened then. We don't always have access to military files, and we never had access to these. Not ever. But I think the Boxnards tried to put teleportation to military use. The Cyclos got there first, and the entire 7 planets of the Boxnards and every single Boxnard were wiped out. It took the Cyclos years.
3 years and 16 days,
said Lord Voraz.
They even slaughtered people and races which had been associated with or allied with the Boxnards, for we never afterward found any trace of them. That war also seemed to change the Cyclos. For nearly half a century, they all but cut contact with other worlds. It was a bad time for us as well. Our economy was wrapped up in their concerns. They also must have engaged in some internal slaughter, because the next records we have show their own population to have decreased by 6/11. It took another century for the Cyclos to become busy again. But they were a very changed people.
Huh. Aha, thought Johnny. I have the time they began to use those capsules in baby Cyclos' heads. And why? To protect their teleportation technology and mathematics.
They had burned all their books. They had lost any aesthetic arts they had had. You can tell from their dictionaries that the language they had accumulated over the ages ceased to be in full use. They dropped words like compassion or pity, and it even seemed they had dropped the term good sense. Although we refer to them now as Cyclos, that name didn't come into use until that time. Previously, they called themselves after whatever king might chance to be on the imperial throne. Anyway, not to bore you, for I see you know something of this. The ensuing centuries were very, very bad for everyone, especially the Cyclos. They built a reputation of being the cruelest, most sadistic oppressors any universe had ever seen. But they were in internal trouble. Their population was bursting. They were in economic chaos. They were 9 parts in 11 unemployed. The royal house was terrified of revolution, and as a matter of fact, experienced, I think, 4 assassinations of princes.
7. And 2 queens.
Thank you. And in total desperation, they came to the Greedides and actually begged the Selachis for help. They wanted money to hire soldiers and buy arms. But our parliament, the creditable body, along with every other race in 16 universes, wanted nothing to do with them, and it looked like outright war. But somebody in the creditable body...
Lord Finister.
Thank you. Had the good sense to turn them over to us. We were as big a bank then. The current head of it...
Lord Lunger.
Thank you. Brought them to the bargaining table and really got them on the signature line. The bank would handle all economic connections they had with other races, handle all transfers of Cyclo funds, handle all peace conferences. And in return, every Selachi would be held inviolate. The Selachi planets and the Greedides system were totally hands-off, and the Cyclos would furnish teleportation facilities throughout the universes for the bank. They signed, they got their money, they stabilized.
Lord Voraz spoke up.
The only 2 times they ever sought to violate those agreements, they went into a nosedive splash and they hastily reformed at once.
So there... you have the whole background of the Galactic Bank. We call it Galactic, you know, even though it should be Pan-Galactic, covering 16 universes as it does. But Galactic makes customers look on it as their galaxy's bank. More neighborly, don't you think?